This show rocks. Welcome to the show, Rocks. This show totally rocks. It is Radioactive International. It's Friday night. I'm here with a special guest who actually sang and played guitar on that. Can you introduce yourself there?
My name is Dara.
And can you tell us what that was?
That was Trash Cat.
And we were just talking, that album is 10 years old.
Unbelievable, yeah, true. This album was released in 2008. God.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, and what are the plans now? Is there going to be a Trash Cat resurgence?
Hopefully so. Yeah, we have a new lineup. We have got new blood. Two new young guys from Sligo. We got Mick on guitar, and then Gaz Derelict on drums.
Oh, that should be a great lineup. And do you have anything? Do you have anything planned?
We do actually. We have got like a tour planned for September. Hopefully play in Paris first, and then we'll just see. We're going to try to build a gig out of a Paris gig, a festival gig.
Very good.
And then hopefully record something as well.
Very good. And are there any plans to play in Ireland?
Of course, yeah. We're going to definitely do a couple of run-up, warm-up gigs before we do that.
Oh, you should. You don't want to do a warm-up gig. You don't use Ireland as your warm-up, man.
Definitely. Ireland is the guinea pig.
And what are you going to play next?
We got a band from the West Coast, aren't they?
From LA, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant new young band called Fiddler, and it's called Cheap Beer.
We'll be right back.
All right. You were just saying you only heard about them about 3 weeks ago, yeah?
No, I'd say about a month or two ago. Yeah. Sorry, just like my memory.
And how did you hear of them?
Yeah, I was just through watching Bass Drum of Death on YouTube.
And how'd you find up. And how'd you find Bass Drum of Death?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, Grand Theft GTA 5.
Oh, jeez, I can't believe it.
The stand-up tunes on the actual alternative radio show.
That's something new. I find that very kind of strange that people find new music. It's good music. I'm not faulting how you find music. But you find music on a video game.
But that's awesome, the way you on YouTube, you can just, jump to a new band. And
That's amazing. Yeah, Fiddler, I was saying I saw them a couple of years ago. They were great. They were great. And they're very young.
Yeah. Oh, they look God, they look school age.
So what are you gonna play next? Pack?
Yeah, this is a band, not The Pack, which is a band from 1978 that Kirk from Theatre of Hate used to play on. This is the German or Swiss German Pack. It's called Come On. Come on!
quite a bit of the Zero Boys there. We figured from, where did we figure from? Indiana.
Indiana.
And you didn't have anything nice to say about Indiana.
Nothing at all. No, don't go there. Don't ever go there.
They are one of the classic bands, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're like Midwest's finest, I think.
Yeah.
Even one of America's finest.
Yeah. And what's next?
We got Plastic Bertrand, Ça Plan Pour Moi.
Very, very nicely said.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant grand mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Wouhou! En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Que le ciel me tombera sur la terre.
All right, who was that?
That was the Donuts.
And can you inform the listeners more about the Donuts? Because I know fuck all about the Donuts.
Yeah, I discovered the Donuts roughly about 2000, just when the restarts were kind of taking off. I saw them in the ULU in London, and they were pretty good, you know. They played with this band called the Sahara Nights. I saw them about 4 years later when this album called Spend the Night came out, and they just blew me away. They were fucking tight as fuck. Best girl band I've ever seen. A drummer that hits hard. Yeah, hit all the boxes for me.
Yeah, very good. And what's next?
We have a band, another West Coast band from Oakland, I believe. Hunks and His Punks, who I love at the moment. Can't get enough of.
And where'd you pick up Hunks and His Punks?
I got introduced from a friend. And yeah, from there, bought the record.
As most people, yeah. That's proper old school, man. You got the tunes from a friend, and you went out and bought the album.
Yeah, the two albums.
No one does that anymore.
Yeah, no, it's worth it, you know.
Yeah. Very good. This is You Don't Like Rock and Roll.
Hey, you want to listen to some music?
Okay.
What do you want to listen to?
I don't know, maybe Liza or, I mean, like, Judy or Babs.
Actually, I have something else in mind.
Rock music? I don't know.
I'm
right. That was a bit more King Tuff, just because I wasn't sure if you'd heard that song, and that's my favorite Honks
and
Punks.
I had, yeah, and it is a good, pretty good song.
And I wasn't aware that Shannon and the Clams, Shannon was in them.
Yeah, yeah. That's and same Shannon, voice, yeah. Same girl.
And now you're going to play a bit of No Bunny.
No Bunny, yeah. Gone for good.
Hello, we are in California, Cation in Echo Fart, making jam in a van. This song is called Gone for Good. Hi!
Do you wanna know? Do you wanna know?
What a band, huh?
Awesome. Amazing band.
From Belgium.
From Belgium, Antwerp, yeah. And one of the best punk bands ever.
Yeah. And have you spent much time in Belgium?
As little as possible. But no, it's actually quite a fun place to play, actually. Good beer.
I know. Everyone always kind of gives out about it and says the Belgians are boring and everything. But like all the Belgians, Tara will tell you, They're a funny lot, but they're good, loads of them are up for the crack.
Oh, definitely.
Like our guitar player Owen is living over there, and he's just said it's like paradise. It's great. Yeah. Everyone's up for a laugh. Great beer.
Liège, one of the top ones.
Yeah. All right. Well, this show rocks. It's Radioactive International. We're about halfway through. I've got Dara from the Restarts and Trash Cat. You know your name's always going to be Dara from the Restarts.
Yeah. That's a given.
And we've been playing loads of punk tunes, and now you're looking for a bit of a change of tune, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to go for a change in mood. We're going to go back to the 60s now, which I kind of love a lot of 60s music. This is one of my favourite bands, and we're actually going to do a cover version of this song. Hopefully we're going to record it and release it. God knows, sometime this year. But this is The Shangri-Las and Heaven Only Knows.
People let me put you wise. I sue go as out with other guys. run around to a maid at all. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know, what she'll do. Keep away from Sue. She likes to travel around. Yeah, she'll love you and she'll put you down. Now people, let me put you wise. She goes out with other guys.
All right, a bit of Eddie Cochran.
For sure.
Actually, we got to say what that was.
That was Dion, Run Around Sue.
Very good. And now we got a bit of Eddie Cochran. That was Eddie Cochran, obviously.
Yeah, awesome.
And you're going to go back to a bit more punk, you said?
Yeah, we're going to take a little sidetrack down to The Victims, a band from, I believe they're from Oakland, circa 1980. Absolute hell of a band, brilliant.
Yeah. I got the feeling, then before feelings, I got the
was that?
That was La Femme.
And where'd you get that off?
Yeah, another band I recently discovered. I think it's from YouTube again, but I think they're kind of cool sounding. And
that was live?
Live on Jam in the Van.
And what's Jam in the Van? I've never heard of it.
It's a kind of like these guys that have a little caravan, for want of a better word, outside festivals, and they will set up their sound and mics. They all get bands to record in there.
Like at festivals,
I think they move it around and from festival to festival, place to place. But yeah, they will record you live, and they will film you, and it's all in a little caravan. It's pretty good.
Sounds great.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. And was that No Bunny?
No Bunny was the same. Yeah.
That was
taken off the same
show. That was rocking.
Yeah.
Way better than the albums.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to start with that.
So you're going to play a bit of the Ramones next?
Okay, yeah, Ramones, Lock It Love.
Love,
Alright, My Perfect Cousin.
Excellent song.
And what would your feelings on, we were just talking about that, what would your feelings in general be on Northern Irish punk from that era?
Excellent in general, but Rudy, we were just saying, not one of my favourites, or Protex either as well.
But what would you, so what would be from that scene, what would you, what
Rufrex,
would you rate?
I'd say would be good. Good band.
Very good. So what are you going to play next?
We're going to play the Sex Pistols, the original and the best.
As you said, one of your faves?
Absolutely, one of my faves, yeah.
And we're nearly out of time. This has been This Show Rocks. It is still Radioactive International. Thanks a million, Dar, for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
We'll have to do it
again. It's a pleasure, yeah. Definitely.
What are you going to play for your last tune?
Okay, we're going to play my favourite band, my first ever favourite band. Just before punk rock, for new wave, anything. But this is, it's a band called Boney Island. No introduction needed.
Right, until next week, this is Boney M.
She's crazy like a fool.
What about Daddy Cool?
crazy about her daddy. Oh, she believes in him. She loves her daddy.